Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Barbara Hamilton. She's the author of Save Lives, Enjoy Your Own, Finding Your Place in Medicine. Barbara, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you for having me.
I always love learning and exploring, and especially when I go to a place that I haven't been to, or I've been to a place, but I haven't been to certain places in that place. And in your case, Barbara, would you mind just sharing with the audience? We have people from literally 92 countries, but if they've never been to the Czech Republic, especially Prague, what might you say about your parents' country about Prague or Czech Republic?
Yeah, we were talking just before you started recording about how my parents are both from Eastern Europe. My mom was from Poland, actually. She grew up on a farm and emigrated early, and my dad was from the Czech Republic. So I've been really fortunate because my dad, starting when I was 9 years old, took me back to the Czech Republic. I was telling you as a musician how you might enjoy the Museum of Making Music. So it's a phenomenal museum. It's got historic instruments and just like many different renditions of different instruments as you walk from room to room. And although I'm sure it's closed now, it's incredible and I highly recommend.
That's awesome. One of the things I always love is the backstory. So let's say I was born and raised in New York City, but my parents immigrants from Hong Kong. And when people ask me, how did I get to be who I am, or why I have this sense of ambition, I'm curious, what do you feel the fact that your parents are both immigrants, one from Poland, one from the Czech, do you feel that really helped, hindered, or gave you a deep desire to succeed in what you're doing now?
I think so. I think, so my family emigrating to the East Coast of the US, I seem to be the only strange person who left New Jersey, but that is in my roots, you know, making this big leap. And in my case, across the country, and just to strike out and seize every opportunity. So for me, that was, you know, I did my medical training on the East Coast and was able to benefit from like in-state tuition, which is, you know, it's a big deal when you're going into when you're going into six figures of debt. And then, you know, as soon as I could get out of New Jersey, then I wanted to spread my wings a bit. And so I finished my training in California and I haven't left since.
Nice. What do you feel is the most rewarding thing about being a doctor?
Getting to save life and limb. So I'm an image-guided procedural physician. I'm an interventional radiologist, which most people don't know what we do. It's sort of like the endovascular part of vascular surgery. We work inside the blood vessels. And so the next phone call I get could literally be somebody's has a cold leg with no arterial flow and I need to reopen it. And then the call after that could be, somebody has a pelvic crush injury and I need to stop the bleeding. So we can stop bleeding if there's dysfunctional bleeding, or we can actually reopen vessels with different techniques. And so it's incredibly gratifying and just on a kind of a nerdy plane, I guess. It's kind of like a video game. Not to trivialize what we do, but I get to do image-guided procedures by looking at a screen in front of me. So it's just like endlessly fascinating, as you'd imagine.
No, and it's just, I actually used to be pre-med at one point, and one of the things that is always so inspiring is when you understand our bodies, you can literally save lives. That's literally what you're doing. So talk to us about your book and why you chose to write it, Barbara.
Yeah, thank you so much. So my field is really male dominated, and I, went through each stage of training and just kind of being the only woman in the room or the only woman physician. And once I landed as an attending, all my training was done, I wanted to share this with other women because I think other women are interested, but there's a leaky pipeline because people, even in 2020, I don't know if you'd believe this, are telling women what they can and can't do. And it's based on things like, do you want to have a family? I mean, there are some surgically oriented and procedurally, traditionally male dominated fields that are so male dominated. Like my field is only 8% women. And so I just made it my personal mission to change that by mentoring students and writing my blog and now writing this book.
Good for you. I mean, this is like 20 plus years ago, but I remember that there's a really good balance now in terms of medical school students relative to female and male. Mm-hmm. And is that true? Has the trend lines continued that way, or are there even more female medical students?
Yeah, just in line with what has happened with colleges. I think, you know, they've turned more than 50% female, but then you still have women clustering in certain specialties. Mm-hmm. And I think it's because of this other cultural kind of noise that we have. It's a very big decision when you're in medical school to decide which way you want to go. And a lot of people, medicine is kind of traditional. A lot of people will still tell women that they shouldn't go into these surgically oriented fields, that they shouldn't wake up in the middle of the night because they need to care for their family. I mean, for me, I named my blog Tired Superheroine because one night I was waking up for, you know, a crying child, and the next night I might be waking up for a trauma patient. But to me, they're both worthwhile reasons to wake up, and there's always time to recover. And like, this is why what makes life worth living for me is to be able to do these kinds of things. I mean, I find it exciting. So I wanted to share that.
No, that's great. I mean, and this whole tired superheroine, it's your alter ego, because you already are a superhero as a doctor, but now you want to help other doctors become superheroes as well.
Yeah.
And it's a blog that you have specifically for female doctors, or?
Yes, I have a male readership as well. And I think, you know, for the book, of course, men should read this book too, to see what their female colleagues are facing in medicine. Just some of the pitfalls that women can fall into and some of the things that they'll hear and see that can discourage them from these kinds of fields. But the book is definitely written for women who aspire to male-dominated fields. And those are like interventional radiology, like myself, and surgery. Other fields are branches of internal medicine, but they're very procedural and they're very male-dominated, like gastroenterology and critical care. These all have like 20% women or less, and the average for all medical specialties is in the 30s. So women are we're all clustering into certain fields like pediatrics and OB. I mean, there are real consequences to that. I mean, those are some of the lower paying specialties. And so that's one of the things I like to talk about on my blog. You know, these career decisions have real financial impact on your life as well.
What's fascinating, Barbara, is even though you talk about women, it could be said for people that are immigrants or not immigrants, people that are minorities, people who are not minorities, people that are college educated or not college educated, meaning it's really about a perspective of who we are. And until we meet people like yourself who are breaking some of these barriers, we never learn. Like, for instance, myself, my first book I wrote was 20 years ago as a college success guide. And my editor was a woman. And she noticed, hey, Christopher, I noticed that you never really referenced any female role models. And mm-hmm. I never even thought about it. Again, I don't consider myself sexist by any means. My mother raised me as a good person, but she gave me this awareness, just like what you're doing. So I encourage your listeners, hopefully, to, because again, as a guy, I might not have to care, but if I have women in my life, which obviously I do, it helps all of us just be mindful of that, because with the mindfulness, it becomes an awareness, and with awareness becomes a desire to take action, because it's not, oh my gosh, men are bad, or oh my gosh, women are bad. No, like, we all have our way to look at life. And I appreciate mm-hmm. you, Barbara, sharing your path and your journey and your pioneering thoughts. So with your
Thank
book,
you so much.
You're welcome. What's one message you hope to leave with your readers, that after they read their book, what's the one message that you feel or hope that they take with?
Yeah, the book is kind of a user's guide for making that big decision when you're in medical school. But it's also for pre-meds and residents. When I was in residency, that's when I had to make this big decision. You know, was I going to go home at 5 p.m. or was I going to allow people to call me in the middle of the night? And
I'll pick the first one.
Yeah, it makes a huge difference in what you're doing day in, day out. And so that's my message, is not to settle. So to focus on the work itself, and who are the patients that you want to serve, and what is the kind of work that lights you up? Because that's more important than the current demographics of the field. It's more important than, you know, one burnt out person telling you, oh, do something easier. It's just more important to do what you want to do.
That's great. Barbara, thank you so much for being on our podcast. Have a great day. And how can our guests connect with you and read your book?
Yeah, thank you so much. So my website is tiredsuperheroine.com. Heroine has an E at the end. And people can find my book on the sidebar of the blog if they'd like to get a signed copy from me. And it's also on Amazon. And check out my blog. I've been writing there for 2 years. And please feel free to just reach out. Let me know if you'd like to see a topic there that's missing, because I always am looking for new ideas.
Great. Barbara, thank you again. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.